Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join with us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we will also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. This is Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen, featuring one of the great artists of the golden days of radio. Today we are looking at the life and remarkable career of Mac Davis. Mac Davis was born on January 21, 1942, and raised in Lubbock, Texas, the son of Edith Irene Lankford and T.J. Davis, a building contractor. Mac's family moved to Georgia while Mac was an early teenager. Once Davis was settled in Atlanta, he organized a rock and roll group called the Zots and made two singles for OEK Records, managed and promoted by OEK owner Oscar Kilgo. Davis also worked for the VJ Record Company, home to such R&B stars as Gene Chandler, Jerry Butler, and Dee Clark, as a regional manager, and later became a regional manager for Liberty Records. Davis became famous as a songwriter and got his start as an employee of Nancy Sinatra's company, Boots Enterprises, Incorporated. Davis was with Boots for several years in the late 1960s. During his time there, he played on many of Sinatra's recordings, and she worked him into her stage shows. Boots Enterprises also acted as Davis's publishing company, publishing songs such as In the Ghetto, Friend, Lover, Woman and Wife, Home, and Memories, which were recorded by Elvis Presley, Nancy Sinatra, B.J. Thomas, and many others. During a short time span, Davis used the pseudonym Scott Davis for songwriting purposes to avoid confusion with renowned songwriter Mac David. Davis left Boots Enterprises in 1970 to sign with Columbia Records, taking all of his songs with him.
One of the songs he wrote in 1968, called A Little Less Conversation, was recorded by Elvis Presley and became a posthumous success for Presley years later. Presley also recorded Davis in the Ghetto in sessions in Memphis. Mac Davis eventually recorded the tune after Presley's version became a success and was released on a Ronco in concert compilation in 1975. Presley continued to record more of Davis's material, such as Memories, Don't Cry Daddy, and Clean Up Your Own Backyard. Bobby Goldsboro also recorded some of Davis's songs, including Watching Scotty Grow, which became a number one adult contemporary success for Goldsboro in 1971. Other artists who recorded his material included Vicky Carr, O.C. Smith, Kenny Rogers, and The First Edition. I Believe in Music, often considered to be Davis' signature song, was recorded by several artists, including Marion Love, B.J. Thomas, Louis Jordan, Perry Como, Helen Reddy, Lynn Anderson, and Davis himself, before it finally became a success in 1972 for the group Gallery. During the 1970s, most of his songs crossed over, successfully scoring on both the country and popular music charts, including Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, a number one Grammy-nominated success, One Hell of a Woman, pop number 11, and Stop and Smell the Roses, a number 9 pop hit. Also during the 1970s and 80s, he was very active as an actor, appearing in several movies, including 1979's North Dallas 40, as well as hosting successful variety shows. In 2010, Davis co-wrote the song Time Flies with Rivers Cuomo, which appeared in Weezer's early album. In 2013, he was part of the Los Angeles writing and producing team that created the hit Young Girls for Bruno Mars. Davis also wrote and collaborated with the Swedish DJ and music producer Avicii, penning the song Addicted to You for Avicii's debut studio album, True. They performed the song Black and Blue together at the Ultra Music Festival in Miami in 2013.
Davis soon decided to pursue a career of his own as a recording artist. After several years of writing songs for other artists, he was signed by Clive Davis for Columbia, later topping the country and pop charts with the song Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me in 1972. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc by the Recording Industry Association of America in September 1972. In 1974, Davis was awarded the Academy of Country Music's Entertainer of the Year Award. He had other successes, including the song Stop and Smell the Roses, a number one adult contemporary success in 1974, pop number 9, One Hell of a Woman, pop's number 11, Rock and Roll, I Gave You the Best Years of My Life, pop number 15, and Burning Thing, pop number 53. At the end of the 1970s, he was signed by Neil Bogart and moved to Casablanca Records, which was best known at the time for its successes with disco star Donny Summer and rock and roll band Kiss. His first success for the company in 1980 was the novelty song It's Hard to Be Humble, a lighthearted look at how popularity and good looks could go to one's head. The song became his first country music top 10 and a rare top 30 hit in the United Kingdom. In November, Rock and Roll, I Gave You the Best Years of My Life was played by KHJ in Los Angeles as its last song before it switched from top 40 to country music. He achieved success with other songs like Texas in My Rearview Mirror and Hooked on Music, which became his biggest country music success in 1981, going to number 2. In 1985, he recorded his last top 10 country music success with the song I Never Made Love Till I Made Love With You.
On January 19, 1985, Davis performed God Bless the USA at the 50th Presidential Inaugural Gala, held the day before the second inauguration of Ronald Reagan. From 1974 to 1976, Davis had his own television variety show on NBC, The Mac Davis Show. He made his feature film debut opposite Nick Nolte in the football film North Dallas 40 in 1979, and was listed as one of the 12 promising new actors of 1979 by ScreenWorld magazine. In 1980, Davis hosted an episode of The Muppet Show. He performed Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, It's Hard to Be Humble, and I Believe in Music. Davis also starred in the 1981 comedy film Cheaper to Keeper, playing a divorced detective who worked for a neurotic feminist attorney. That ought to have been quite a story. In 1983, he appeared in The Sting 2 as Jake Hooker, a younger relative of Johnny Hooker, portrayed by Robert Redford in The Sting. In November 1991, Davis checked into the Betty Ford Clinic, marking the beginning of his commitment to sobriety. Exactly 4 months later, he performed as Will Rogers in the Broadway production of The Will Rogers Follies at the Palace Theater, noting that it was his first ever sober performance. Following each show, Davis shared his journey to sobriety and urged everyone battling with addiction to attend an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. He continued to play Will Rogers for over a year during the show's national tour.
In 1998, Davis starred in the sports comedy Possums, which debuted at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. Davis served as a balladeer for the 2000 telefilm The Dukes of Hazzard, Hazzard in Hollywood, replacing Don Williams, who had served the part in 1997's The Dukes of Hazzard's Reunion, and Waylon Jennings, who narrated the original Dukes of Hazzard's television show. Davis was the first balladeer to appear on screen to welcome the audience and provide exposition. Davis was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2000. He was awarded a star symbol on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, located at 7080 Hollywood Boulevard, for his contribution to the recording industry. In 2001, Davis played a fellow karaoke competitor to John Grease's Sonny Holiday in the Polish Brothers film Jackpot. In the film, a dispute began between Sonny's manager, played by Garrett Morris, and Davis's character about what song he should sing. The manager suggested Davis's Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, which Davis's character claimed just was not him.
From 2001 to 2003, Davis voiced the character of Barber Bingo on two episodes of the animated TV series Oswald, Henry Needs a Haircut, and The Naughty Cat. Between 1999 and 2006, Davis produced the character voice of Sheriff Buford, two episodes, and a talk radio host named Sports Jock, for three episodes on the animated series King of the Hill. David also guest starred briefly on Eight Simple Rules episodes Let's Keep Going Part 2 in April 2004. He had a recurring role as Rodney Carrington's father-in-law in the sitcom Rodney. In 2000, Davis hosted Labor of Love, a live FM show for KZLA Los Angeles.
A little bit about his personal life and death. Davis was married three times, his marriages producing three children. Fran Cook was his first wife, 1963 through 1968, divorced with one son, Joel Scott. Sarah Barg in 1971 through 1976, divorced. Lise Kristen Gerard, 1983 through the year 2020, his death. Two children, Noah Claire and Cody Luke. At 21, he married Fran Cook from Georgia. Their son, Joel Scott, was born a year later. Davis shifted from playing in rock bands to learning the music business while working in Liberty Records Publishing Division. The Liberty job got him to Los Angeles and made it easier to pitch his own tunes to record producers. Davis commented, "One day Fran decided to do her own thing, and she wanted me to do mine. They divorced, and she went back to Atlanta."
Davis next met Sarah Barg, then 16, and living in his apartment building with her mother. 2 years later, they were married. "We talked about having a family, but I was waiting for her to grow up," he says. She left him in 1976 for Glenn Campbell, with whom she then had one child, Dylan. She also left Campbell shortly after Dylan's birth. In 1979, Davis started to date a young nurse, Lise Gerard. They married in 1983 when she was 25, and they had two children. They remained happily married until Davis' death at age 78 on September 29th in 2020, following heart surgery. Thanks for being with us today. Dave and Bill here, and we've enjoyed having you with us, and invite you now to go to our webcast, if you have not already done so, on goldengems.net, and listen to some more of Mac's greatest hits.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories from the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artist and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We would love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.